It's one thing to go out and analyze for the primary structures that have entered the environment, but that, in a sense, is not really very satisfactory, because a lot of these compounds are transformed, either through chemical methods, pure chemistry, or through going through the food chain and being attacked by the animal's biochemistry. So when you talk about the fact, well, we've found X concentrations of the carcinogen benzoapyrene, and you broadcast that, the fact of the matter is that benzoapyrene is going to be eaten up by bugs, it's going to be decomposed by non-biological processes as well. Now, what about that? One of the interesting parts about it is that one of the things that I was viciously attacked on around the country was for saying that. It always puzzled me, because it's a fact. You know, why should we assume that a conversion product is necessarily non-toxic and of no concern to toxicologists? It's crazy. But wherever I went, it seemed that there were a lot of people who just wouldn't accept that. They thought that was trouble-causing. What is he doing, trying to make it worse than it is? No, I was trying to be realistic. I'm not implying that you knew what the toxic effects were. You could in some cases, but the knowledge basis does not exist. I mean, number one, we don't know for the most part what these products are in many of these environments. And if you did know what they were, they'd probably be one devil of a complex mixture. They cannot be wiped off the map. We tried to do some work on it, but we didn't do a great deal of work on it. But it can't be dismissed. I think that they have made progress, and I'm hoping they're going to continue to make progress. But they're looking at limited numbers of chemicals. You can't look at all the chemicals, otherwise you're going to be exhausted trying and get very little done at all. But they are looking at a limited suite of chemicals and basing their judgments upon those limited things, PCBs, aromatic hydrocarbons, toxic metals, etc. On the basis of that, with a limited perspective, they're making all kinds of judgments. Now, if you can't follow that up with a very solid health evaluation, which can maybe pick up some of the things that the chemists don't pick up, you're missing part of the story. I mean, whether it's possible to do it with the funds and all that sort of thing is an entirely different question. But you're missing something. And it's something that could be quite important. You can beat the rap to some extent by using bioassays. And we did use bioassays, a number of bioassays, to try to make up for what we couldn't see chemically. They represent a perspective, which may or may not be comprehensive enough to be all that useful. I mean, in other words, with something happening that would indicate a problem, albeit we can't describe what the chemical really was unless we do exhaustive studies with single compounds, and even then you may never find out what did it. But you can say, well, if this organism is exposed to this in the environment, it's likely to get sick, or something of that sort. But it's very hard to deal with it in any precise way.